Brighton Festival 2018.
Now, the Arms of Sleep is a sleepover with a difference at Fell Place. Your slumbers will be accompanied by a choral song from The Voice Project. Let's hear from co-creators Jonathan Baker and Sian Cruz.
Okay, so we'll do that together, and I will do this with my hands in a helpful way.
Okay. This is our first day of rehearsals for the Arms of Sleep Brighton. The Arms of Sleep is going to be staged at Fell Place. We're going to be using the stable block.
It's an 11-hour durational piece where the audience gets to experience the entire night in the company of singers, with a large choir, some soloists and instrumentalists, with lots of vignettes, which are the kind of individual film events and visual things which happen through the night.
It's like, in a way, coming to a slightly surreal hotel.
The audience will turn up at kind of mid to late evening, about 9:30-ish, and then they will get a very comfortable bed and they will get looked after very well. And I won't describe the next bit because I'll be giving the show away. Brighton Festival is amazing. It's a cutting-edge festival. In the world of the arts and culture worldwide, it's renowned.
And we knew that this piece was going to be on a you know, a larger scale, and so it was great to have Brighton come in enthusiastically at the very beginning of the ideas. We had a research and development program where we all kind of got together for 3 days and devised the kind of structure of the project, and Brighton Festival have been really supportive and enthusiastic about the idea. What will people take away? I think what's good is that I don't really know the answer to that question.
I hope they take away a sense of inquiry and, you know, just going, this was such an interesting experience. I don't think that people will forget about it.
Somebody said when we asked for feedback from the audience, one person said, that was the best, worst night's sleep I've ever had. And I think that's a really good quote.
The Arms of Sleep is at Fell Place on Friday. It's sold out, but do check for returns. Go to brightonfestival.org or check at Brightfest on Twitter.
I like that. Best worst night's sleep they've ever had. It sounds fascinating, actually. It was sold out really, really quickly. But as we've been saying on this programme as well, people tend to buy tickets very early on when the festival's first announced. And very often, you know, things change, lives change, plans change. So there are quite often returns for tickets. So do go and check out, Jack said, there, the festival website and the festival Twitter.
The Brighton Festival 2018. Radio Reverb. The only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival Hour.